Part 3. Alyosha bravely followed the hen. Blackie's eyes were very bright, so they didn't even need a candle. Alyosha and the hen walked through the hall. "The door is closed and I haven't got the key," said Alyosha. The hen said nothing. She flapped her wings and the door opened. Alyosha and Blackie went to the rooms of the Dutch ladies. One of them had a big gray parrot. The other one had a gray cat. The cat was very clever. She could even give her paw. Alyosha and Blackie came up to the door of the first room. The hen flapped her wings again, and the door opened. In the room, Alyosha saw beautiful old chairs and tables. He wanted to stop and look at the tables. "We can't stop here," said Blackie. Alyosha followed the hen into the second room. He saw a beautiful gold cage. There was a big parrot in the cage. He was gray, and his tail was red. Alyosha wanted to come up to the cage at once, but Blackie didn't let him do it. "Don't touch anything here," she said. "You can wake the old ladies." Only then, Alyosha saw a bed near the parrot. On the bed there was a lady. Her eyes were closed. She looked very old. In another corner, there was another bed with another old lady on it. And near her, the boy saw a gray cat. Alyosha came up to her and said, "Give me your paw. Can you do that for me?" The cat started mewing loudly. The parrot cried, "Silly boy!" The old ladies opened their eyes and sat up in bed. Blackie ran out of the room. Alyosha followed her. They closed the door behind them, but they could still hear the parrot. "Silly boy! Silly boy!" "That's bad," said the hen. "I'm afraid the knights are not sleeping now." "What knights?" asked Alyosha. "Please don't ask me any questions," said Blackie. "We must go now. Follow me. Don't be afraid." They went downstairs and walked along the corridors. Some of them were very long, low, and narrow. Then they came into a large hall. The hall had no windows, but there were three wonderful large lamps. Alyosha saw many portraits of the knights on the walls.
"Alyosha, please be quiet," said Blackie.
At the end of the hall there was a large door. Alyosha and the hen came up to the door. Suddenly, two knights jumped off the wall and went to Blackie. At that moment, the hen started growing. She became very big and tall. She was bigger and taller than the knights. Blackie started fighting with the knights. The hen was brave. But the knights were strong, too. Alyosha didn't see the end of the fight because he fainted. When he opened his eyes, it was morning. He was in bed. There was no Blackie and the knights. Alyosha thought about last night. Was it real? Or was it a dream? The boy put on his clothes and went upstairs to have breakfast. He wanted to play in the yard after breakfast, but there was too much snow, so he didn't go out. After dinner, the headmaster's wife told her husband, "I can't find the black hen anywhere. But don't worry. We never get eggs from this hen. I think we can eat her for dinner sometime." Alyosha became very sad. In the afternoon, he stayed in the classroom again. He couldn't stop thinking about last night. He wanted to see the hen. "She is not in the hen house, but I may see her this night again," he thought. The time came to go to bed. Alyosha quickly took off his clothes and got into his bed. He looked at the other bed and the white sheets started moving again. And again the boy heard a voice. "Alyosha! Alyosha!" Then Blackie came out from under the bed and flew up on Alyosha's bed. He was very happy to see the hen. "Oh, hello, Blackie," he cried. "Are you okay?"
"Yes," said the hen. "But I could be dead because of you." What do you mean? Asked Alyosha. You're a good boy, said Blackie, but you didn't listen to me yesterday. It's bad. I told you not to touch anything, but you talked to the cat. The cat woke the parrot. The parrot woke the old ladies. The old ladies woke the knights. The knights started fighting with me. I'm sorry, dear Blackie, said Alyosha. I promise to listen to you, always. Please, take me with you again. Okay, said the hen.